This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Headlines in just a moment, but first, let's talk to Sam and Natick. Hi, Sam.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Hey, Sam. What's up?
Nothing much. By the way, excellent take on the weather. I completely agree with you on that.
Thank you, Sam.
I hate it when it gets like that.
Me too.
So, I've been thinking, I'm sold. America's worst nightmare is back, the Patriots. I think they're back, honestly.
Back to they what? On, back to being winning Super season. Bowls?
You never know. They could pull 2001. No one thought they were going to win then.
That's
Mike
true.
Vrabel, he's got that dog in him.
Mm-hmm.
With that defensive line with Keon White and the new guy they just got from Philly,
yeah,
that could be lethal.
Totally.
And if they start connecting on offense, I mean, that and you saw the special teams, how lethal that could be with Trayvon Henderson.
Saw that, yeah.
I think they can make a run. You never know.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Sam, thanks for the call. I love your optimism. I love your sunny disposition. You can call back anytime, Sam, by the way. I just feel bad about what I'm about to do here with the 630 Headlines hit a jitter show.
This is 630 Headlines.
Okay, so maybe the Patriots are back. Maybe they are, but if they are, today was not a great indication of that, I would say.
Well, they're back in a different way. They're just back on the field.
Yes, they're back in uniforms with helmets on and such, going out there against the Brian Flores defense in Minnesota. Patriots got kind of wrecked today. Like, they kind of got wrecked. Like, how the kids spell it, like W-R-E-K-T, like they get wrecked. I was hanging out with my cousins this week. I don't know if you can tell. My younger cousins, everything is get wrecked. That's the rally.
Time for a four-hour show of young slang Arcan doesn't know about.
It's kind of true. I mean, I didn't know about that one. Get wrecked. That's like a big video game, like playing on video, you know. When you're playing the video games, you get wrecked. That's what it is. Patriots kind of got wrecked. McCarthy shredded them, according to every single report that I read. Will Campbell keeps getting burned on this inside move. Happened a bunch today. One thing that should have, Sam and Natick, I think his name was, our caller and everybody else out there who may be a little bit down by the reports coming out of camp, one thing that should make you happy, one thing that should make you smile is the fact that Drake May was pretty good today. Pretty good. You had the numbers just then in trending. Joe, do you have them handy? He was 11 of 13. Is that right? In the 11 on 11s? Which is...
The number I got, Drake May, 10 of 13 10 passing,
of
13. 3 touchdowns, 5 sacks taken. That's the one you got to circle right
so,
there.
So the sacks are a problem, and that's obviously an offensive line that is still very much a work in progress. I think that on the offensive line, more so than a lot of places, because all you really need is like one big playmaker in your wide receiver room, and all of a sudden it's a much better wide receiver room. If you have one good offensive lineman, that's great. But if the rest of the line sucks, like you can have one great receiver and have a pretty good receiver room. But if the rest of the receivers suck, then it's okay because you still have that one guy making a million catches. And it was Diggs in Buffalo for all those years, right? Gabe Davis wasn't any good. He was the only other guy they had. So, like, you know, that can work. But on an offensive line, even if you have Orlando Pace over there, the rest of them have to be competent. You know, the rest of them have to be able to tie their shoes. And we'll see. I mean, listen, last year you had a bunch of practice squad guys out there. You had a really slapdash offensive line. So I don't think it's going to be worse than that. Andy Hart and Curran can argue about that some more, but I don't think it's going to be worse than that. I don't know for sure that it's going to be much better. And I think we were all hoping for much better. I was hoping for much better. And so far, this offensive line has looked pretty lousy It's been pretty lousy all around, you know? I mean, Campbell's shown, and there's been some reports that they really like him there, and he's had some good days. It's not like he's been terrible the whole time. He's probably been one of the more promising guys that have been out there, period. But that's saying a lot, isn't it? Morgan Moses was supposed to be this veteran. He's not even out there half the time. Bradberry looks like, you know, he may get put into some sort of platoon. And as far as Onwenu's concerned, I think he is a major question mark. And over on the left guard, you got a rookie, you got a second-year guy, you got maybe Cole Strange. Like, you got all these, you know, question marks. It's very, very question mark laden right now. And that's a problem. And it's a problem that's going to be exacerbated when you go up against a team like Minnesota. But it's not quite as bad. Did you see this with the Dolphins? They're doing joint practices with Detroit. Aiden Hutchinson's back from his injury. And Aiden Hutchinson was beating the tar out of the Dolphins tackle so badly that they had to like a special rule saying, Hutchinson, you can't be out there because they can't even run the play. Like, the Dolphins weren't getting anything done because every single time Hutchinson was just deboing this dude and getting in the backfield and getting to Tua or whoever it was. And they eventually had to like make a rule saying, all right, the Hutchinson rule, you can't go out there anymore. So it could be worse, okay? Could be what's happening in Miami. Although they are going up against Hutchinson, who's one of the best pass rushers in the league. But, you know, grass is always not always greener on the other side of the field, I guess is the point here. Either way, the Patriots, which is who I'm concerned with, need to be sort of working these things out here. And it seems like, and I was never really that bullish on them to begin with, but it seems like we're looking at, to me anyway, a typical season of what happens when you just go out and spend in free agency. And that's a lot of what the basis and the core of this team has sort of become now, is the players that they got in free agency. You just heard the caller talking about them. Spillane's a new middle linebacker. Milton Williams is your new defensive tackle. Those are two important guys up the middle in that defense. You got another number two corner. Gonzalez is obviously the main guy there, but, you know, you're sort of cycling out Kyle Duggar and guys like that. You know, this is a defense that their most important people are going to be guys who just got here. And when you spend that much money in free agency, which I'm glad that they did, by the way, but when you do that, it's kind of like what happened in Mac Jones's first year. They were a 7-win team. They went to a 10-win team. The free agency, all that sort of rubbed off after that first year. That's generally how it works. You spend a lot in free agency, you'll get a bump that first season. But it doesn't always translate to something big. Usually it translates to like 3 more wins. And that's in the top end of where I see these Patriots right now, right around 7. So, you know, I'm sorry again to the caller there, but that was the news report today. They play the Vikings on Saturday at 1:00. Very interested in seeing what that looks like because so far it's been a tough one already with this team and these joint practices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And our final headline here, the only other headline, is that the Celtic sale has been okayed by the NBA Board of Governors. The NBA yesterday unanimously approved the sale of the Celtics to a group led by Bill Chisholm, a deal that values the franchise at more than $6.1 billion. And the league said the transaction is expected to close shortly. When it does, Chisholm takes ownership of 51% of the team at least. Full control comes by 2028. At a price that could bring the total value to $7.3 billion. Previous record for a U.S. sports franchise, that'd be $605 billion paid for the Commanders. Record price for an NBA team was the $4 billion mortgage firm owned by Matt Ishbia that paid for the Suns in 2023. Then there's the little matter of Wick Grosbeck, who was very recently ousted from what was supposed to be his role as the acting governor, even though the sale was, you know, him and his family divesting from the team. They were going to keep him on as the governor. And the league said, no, you can't do that. Not if you're, if you don't own enough percentage points, which I guess Wick didn't. And I'm still not totally clear on this, because Wick himself, when Irv owned the team, only owned like 3%, right? 2 or 3%, something like that was what was reported at the time. And then now he has 14, almost 15%, because they said he was just under that 15% threshold of interest that you would need to have in order to become or stay on, I should say, as the governor. And so I'm not sure how 3% ballooned up to 15%, but that doesn't matter. I don't really care. I do think, though, it's interesting that they were trying to go forward with that. They had that sort of in writing, and that's against the rules. And they should have known that was against the rules. I mean, how many of those meetings with lawyers did they sit down in some big boardroom at a giant table going over all the rules? And now what, you didn't realize you couldn't be the governor? I think this is not shocking, and I don't think there's like some big movement for Bill Chisholm to try and want to move Wick off to the side and get him out of the way. I think he'd be perfectly happy with Wick being the governor and the front-facing guy and all of that to an extent. But eventually, Chisholm and anybody else who gets into the business of pro sports wants to be in the business of pro sports. That's what it's all about. You want to be out there rubbing elbows. You want to be, you know, popping champagne. You want to be smoking cigar. Like, that's what it's all about. You know, and making a lot of money, too, obviously. But you can make a lot of money in a lot of different ways, and all of these guys have done that. You get into pro sports because you want to be in the pro sports. And I think that eventually that's going to come to fruition here with Chisholm. And I think it's interesting, the timing of this. If you're Wick Grosbeck, now's a pretty good time to maybe get out of the governorship, right? You got a bridge year coming up. A bridge year that no one's blaming you for either, by the way. And if you're out there in the front of this, if you're out, you're the governor during the bridge year, then people are going to associate you with the bridge year. You getting out of the bridge year is kind of smart, I think, in terms of his legacy as the Celtics owner. Now, whether that's fair or not, I guess, is another conversation we can have for blaming him for that. But, you know, that's just the way things work. That's the way the fans look at it. Well, this guy's ownership, and hey, they just traded Porzingis, and they did this and did this and did this. Yeah, sure. But now Grosbeck, while still with the team and still the CEO, I guess, and the alternate governor, gets a little A on his jersey like the Bruins, you know, like something like that. He'll still be around. It's not like he's gone. But he's not the main guy anymore, and that means that Chisholm, maybe a little sooner than he wanted to, is going to have to wear whatever this season is. Whatever this season is for the Celtics, Chisholm's going to have to wear it. And I think that's going to be an interesting way to build this narrative. Because already you can see that the Celtics are trying to shed some money. They shed about $300 million already. So you can tell that that's a pretty high priority, or it's been a pretty high priority so far this offseason. Jason Tatum getting injured probably helped that decision right along too. I don't know if Grosbeck knew or care about that, but, you know, in terms of his perspective and where this is all going for him, I don't know. I think the timing's interesting. If I'm Bill Chisholm, I'm telling Wick, hey, you know, maybe you be the front-facing guy just for this year, and then as soon as Tatum comes back, I'll take it back. You know, you saw Mark Cuban try and do this. You're seeing Jeannie Buss try and do this right now. You know, you become sort of associated with the team. You don't want to give it up. I get all that. That makes sense. But this is big money here. this is big money. And Grosbeck, listen, I love him, and I love what he did for the Celtics. I love what he did for Celtics fans. I love how he put that team together and allowed Brad Stevens to go out and assemble that tremendous 2024 team. But the NBA in this generation is a different animal.
We're going to win Banner 18 or die trying.
You know, and they did it. I don't know when the next one's coming, because there's no dynasties anymore. It's the NBA. It's a new champion every year, so I don't know when the Celtics' time is going to come around again. It's like a snake draft. You know, every single team in the league's got to pick before you go back to the end. So we'll see. Anyway, there's your 6:30 headlines. Celtics sale is finalized. Patriots, rough day, but Drake may look good, and that's something to celebrate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.